Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Google just killed an age-old crypto algorithm. Why this is huge for web security.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Google just provided a major shakeup to the cryptography world, announcing a public collision of the SHA-1 algorithm. This is one of the most popular algorithms in cryptography and a major power play from Google because of what this will mean for web security overall. Really just huge news on the Google front. Let's get a little bit more from the Wall Street Journal's Robert McMillan, who is patching in right now from our San Francisco booth. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Tanya.
Cryptography is complicated, to say the least, so it's probably best to break this down step by step. So Google publicly breaks one of the major algorithms in web encryption. It's called SHA-1. What does that mean? What is a collision to an algorithm?
Okay, a collision is when you have two things that exist simultaneously that shouldn't, I guess. Maybe that's the best way of thinking about it.
Okay.
So these algorithms, when you're looking at SHA-1, what it does is it takes a bunch of text and it converts that into like a 40-digit number. And so it's widely used by computer systems to prove that something is what it says it is. Now, that something could be a document. Say it's an agreement that you and I have signed. You run the algorithm on the document, and it comes up with this 40-digit number. And by digit, it has letters and numbers in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's unique, and that's only related to the document, and can only be created by the software that can see the document. So the way it works on the internet is sites will have these special sort of digital documents called certificates that they use to prove that they are who they say they are. So Google.com uses a digital certificate to prove to your browser that it really is Google.com and not some like sneaky hacker website.com. And so by using SHA-1, they get it sort of produces this number. Your browser looks at that number and goes, okay, that's the right number, and then everything's cool. Now, when a collision happens, the browser, the website can make that unique number, but a second document that's not the certificate of the website can also be used to create that identical number. That's the collision. There are two different things are creating the same supposedly unique number. The unique number is no longer unique, and our whole concept of trust on the internet is imperiled because of that.
Okay, that makes much. I mean, breaking it down like that, I kind of get it now.
I know, that's how crypto works. It's so tricky.
But this is big, right? Were Google researchers? They were the first to actually get this done. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So in 2005, some researchers said, we think that there's possibly a theoretical way that you could do this, but it would take way more computational power than that we have available right now, and it also would require some mathematical finessing. But we think there's a problem with it. So at that time, SHA was widely used for this purpose of validating certificates on the internet. At that time, people started going, ooh, like, something's going to come. We've seen this before in crypto. Attacks that are theoretical become practical, and these sort of standards move their way out. Now, the problem is that SHA-1 was really widely adopted. It was considered very secure during a time when the internet was building up very quickly, and there are these certificates all over the place. They're not just used by websites, but also a lot of corporations use them to sort of authenticate devices on their networks. So there's like this big wide world of SHA-1 that for the last decade people have thought, well, it could be, there could be troubles coming down the line. And Google has finally hit that point where they said, look it, we can do it.
Wow.
This is how you do it. They published a paper today, and they're going to release some source code in about 90 days that shows how it's done.
Wow.
Now, that being said, it's really hard to do still. It's a very expensive attack. It took more computational power than I think any other cryptographic code cracking thing has ever done required. So not any, not, you know, your hacker down the street is not going to be doing this. But it's just, you know, for people in the industry, it's a sign that the days of SHA-1 are really numbered, and people that are issuing these certificates and corporations that are using them really need to move on to something else.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Robert McMillan on Google's major shakeup to the cryptography world. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
We'd like to say a quick thank you and share a message from one of our sponsors, Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to launch innovative transportation solutions, including its carpooling option, Uber Pool, and enable a world on the move. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks for joining us. So, because it's been such a dicey time for hacking and encryption issues, a lot of people hear news like this and wonder if they should be concerned. Should we be worried? Does this impact us as web users moving forward?
If you are just a regular person like you or me, no. We don't need to worry about this. This is the internet infrastructure stuff that, you know, there are lots of corporations that are, you know, there's CSOs and people building browsers and people running websites that really do need to worry about this. It's something that is important. But for regular people like you or me, we're not going to get hacked because of this anytime soon.
Okay, very good. And we'll leave it right there. Bob McMillan, thank you as always.
My pleasure.
Thanks again to the Wall Street Journal's Bob McMillan for joining us. For more on his story, you can check out wsj.com/tech. That'll do it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos for the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.